This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Uh-oh, we're on island time. It's Hey Rum Rum.
Is that a Neil Diamond song?
Yeah.
Hey Rum Rum.
I was debating between starting with that and starting with the Swedish Chef, as the Swedish Chef would say, Phoebe Pee Pee Bitty Baby.
Thank God we burned them both. I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron.
And
I'm on island time.
The Swedish Chef. Oh, the Swedish Chef.
And you're welcoming to Hey Riddle Riddles, the only podcast about riddles for riddles by riddles.
If you're not sure if you should listen to this, please consult your riddles.
Visit us at pbskids.org.
Oh, riddles?
Look to your left.
They burned down years ago.
Look to your right. One of those is a riddle.
We're a little slap happy today.
How many years have we been doing this?
10 years. This episode?
Right. Yeah, this 10 episode, years. 10 years.
We've been a show for one. We've been doing this intro for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I thought of, here's a fun nickname for me, Daddy Addy.
Ooh.
Is that fun?
Is it supposed
is it
to turn
fun?
You on?
So Aaron, I wore these leather chaps for nothing.
I guess so. You're going to get
Aaron's
a
Kiki.
Rash.
We got Kiki, we got Japes.
What about just Zaddy Addy?
Ooh, Zaddy Addy.
Zatarans.
No.
What if we call that
all Zatarans?
What if we call that all Zatarans? Can we do that? Because you're so spicy.
Because I always have that trumpet.
Zaddy Addy.
Zaddy Addy sounds like your famous Zaddy Addy coming down the chimney tonight.
My wife.
Do you think this podcast could qualify as community service? No.
For one of us.
I thought you were going to say, couldn't qualify as comedy. I was like, No, absolutely not. I have this ankle bracelet that doesn't allow me to do comedy.
Uh-oh, we're at our favorite segment. This is where the part of the show where I ask you what your deal is. Hey, Adel, what's your deal?
My deal is I'm on house arrest, meaning I got arrested
by
while going up to the actor who plays House. And
Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck. Scout Jim. His famous line in House. Scout Jim.
What is his name? What's
Schiffer robe? I'm Gregory Peck, and that is a Schiffer robe.
What's House's name?
Oh God.
House's name is Dermot.
No,
McBoney.
No, don't see. You're making my brain.
His
go
name
away.
Is Greg.
His
House.
Name is Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
But in America, it's called Hugh Truck. Hugh Truck.
That's pretty good. I actually really like that joke. That's a good joke.
Huge
hey, JBC. Truck. What's Hulary your
Swank.
Deal?
Hugh Laurie Swank.
Hugh Laurie Swank. What's my deal?
Yeah, what's your deal, dude?
I'm just a rad guy with
a rat guy.
I'm a rat guy.
Hold on. Can you start your deal again with that same intro, but to the tune of No Doubt Spiderweb?
Can I? when you told me to sing No Doubt Spiderweb, all I could think of in my mind was Spiderweb, Spiderweb, No Doubts, Spiderweb.
So I'm just here a girl with Gregory in Peck and Rat Guy, and I am Old Man Pubbles.
I love Cocoa Pubbles.
So what's up? Do we still like riddles?
No.
No.
No, ma'am, no.
But I do like whatever we're doing.
Actually, you know what? I was canonically neutral to riddles, famously neutral to riddles. I do like some riddles.
I do like some riddles.
There are some riddles that...
They get you here. They get you right here.
That, and Adel's pointing to his tail. There are some riddles that don't take too much out of me in that I'm not like furious because the answer couldn't be or like...
You're furious because...
It was like 10 years ago, and this is an antiquity. Yeah. My dad was famously punched to death by a police horse as a ghost.
Somebody shouldn't have given that police horse arms,
no,
to be fair.
No, but, you know, Second Amendment. It was the Second Amendment police horse.
I go silent for 15 seconds, and you too.
How many years are we doing this podcast?
Okay, are you ready? I'm going to do some listener-submitted riddles, some ones I found in the garbage.
LSRs.
Mm. Yep, some ones I found up my butt. Just all sorts of
butt
fun riddles. Okay.
But riddles.
Those are riddles that don't make you pregnant.
We got an email. Let me see if she said if we can say her last name.
I hope we can say her last name.
We can't. I don't. She didn't give permission for her last name.
So
but
she'd
we have,
like to remain a mama miss.
So. This is an email from Morgan, and this email blew.
Can I try to guess her last name?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You get three guesses.
San Diego.
One.
It's not Morgan San Diego?
Nope.
Spurlock.
Two.
Morgan Freeman?
Freeman?
You got it.
Yes.
Because, right. Because I said you want to remain anonymous and because we've been just chatting for a little bit, I do want to see a scene before we get into it.
Sure.
You guys are familiar with AA, Alcoholics Anonymous?
Oh, I thought you meant the Fonzie scheme.
The fun, yay,
hey, hey, hey.
We're going to do, instead of AA, it's just going to be alcoholics.
Okay.
And there's no anonymity.
Got it. Hey, my name is Chris Martin.
Hi.
I am the singer for Coldplay.
Hi, Chris.
I am married to, don't tell me, I want to say Gwyneth Paltrow.
You're divorced from Gwyneth
you,
Paltrow.
You had a conscious uncoupling.
So here's the thing. I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of my alcoholism because I did not remember that we got divorced.
Great. And what's your address?
My address. Let's see. I'm Chris Martin from Coldplay. That would be Brixton, England. No.
Brixton?
Brixton.
Brexit, England.
Brexit, England. Brixton may be the name of a character from Fast and the Furious. Okay.
And your British phone number?
And my British phone number.
The country code?
Uh-huh. 135.
Sorry, country crock.
Country crock. Butter. 135-712-1615-312-911-69420.
And Jenny, what's your number? Now that we're getting your number?
8675309.
And with the country code, please? Sorry.
7778675309.
See.
All right, amazing. Okay, so this is an email from Morgan.
In movies, fake phone numbers always have 555 in them.
What other
bullshit
trivia do you have for
me? Nope, that's it. It's just movies about phone numbers. Also, whenever you watch movies or TV, if people are drinking a cup of coffee, those are empty cups.
You can tell in Gilmore Girls, especially.
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 Don't shoot the cups.
Don't shit the cups.
You really, hey, can I talk to you? You guys really shit the cup today.
You shit the cups back there. It's,
yeah. During your drug test, you really shit the cup.
That's another post potatoes. All right. What follows is a set of warm-up riddles in an incredibly niche format that I've invented.
I'm sorry. It's Nietzsche.
Nietzsche format. So this, I saw this and I went, I have so much to say about these books. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Peggy Parrish's Beloved, and then in parentheses, question mark, because they're a little controversial. Children's book character Amelia Bedelia. Are you too familiar?
I've
with
heard the
Amelia
name. I don't
Bedelia?
Know. I don't know the content, but I know the name. In my head, just in terms of like where that is on the shelf in a jar labeled Amelia Bedelia, it's right next to like Matilda, and I assume that they're like cohorts or something.
Just for me, like it's, things for young girls.
Yeah, is that and right next that's... to Babysitter's Club. Yeah.
For me, it's right next to Pippi Longstockings.
Cookies and
okay, so just first and last names of
is Amelia Bedelia. To me, what this sounds like, and I know that I've
is
read
a song
something
from the '60s
for sure.
Banana, fana, fana, banana.
Is Amelia Bedelia like a Mr. Magoo, Mr. Bean type, like always falling down,
always messing up, Yeah, she's a real Amelia Bedelia, is what someone has said about me. I'm sure.
Like, she's a klutzy.
Sort of. So
she's a klutzomaniac.
I love that. Is definitely what I am. I steal things and I fall down. So I don't mean to be hyperbolic, but I don't remember feeling stress in my life as a child until I read these books.
Gotcha. And to be fair, you are usually bollock, but you just had caffeine.
Yeah. Now I'm hyperbolic. She is the most stressful fictional character ever.
More than Sancho Panza?
She just...
I didn't know what you said. More than Sandra Panza?
I said Sancho Panza. Is that Don Quixote's cohort? Who's the guy who follows Don Quixote around?
I am my Don Quixote, okay. The Lord of La Mancha. We're never going to get to these.
Here's what I will say. If you know who Don Quixote's cohort was, I want you to tweet it at me, # Quixote amigo.
Are you saying cohorse? I do want to see a scene. Oh, I want to see a brief 30-second monologue or song. Aaron, This is you going riding solo. I want to see your one-woman monologue or song from the musical Mama La Mancha.
Oh, boy.
Mom of La Mancha.
I am my Don Quixote, the Mama La Mancha. I only will change one word.
See.
It is. It's Sancho Panza. I was right.
Oh.
Mucopaza?
Okay. Morgan is so sweet and explains her better than I ever could. But basically, her deal is she is a maid that humorously misinterprets the commands of her employer.
Oh, she's not even a kid?
No, she's a maid. Having taken a figure of speech literally, for example, she might be asked to draw the drapes, and she would get out a sketchbook.
Fired.
And I'd draw
fire.
The drapes rather
I'd
than
fire.
Closing
I'd
the
I'd rub
drapes.
Her nose in it and fire.
And then, like, well, that's the thing, is they're like, Amelia, we should fire you. But then she makes, like, really good pies or something. She
sounds like a manipulative.
She's supposed to, like, dress the turkey, and instead of dressing the turkey, she makes
puts
little
a suit
clothes.
On it. Yeah.
It stressed me out so much. Anyways,
she sounds like a fucking idiot.
She's a fucking sociopath.
I'm sorry. Am I the only one? She's an adult woman.
We have to get
how
to
does she, how does she function in
no,
society?
No. JPC, she's an adult raccoon. So
anyways,
this is forgiven. And she just learned she used the.
I figured this is a
how,
good time.
How fucking
Duolingo
awesome would it be just, if Amelia Bedelia was an adult raccoon, like all those books, it was just a raccoon in people's clothes. It was getting stuff wrong. And they're like, Amelia, you're really doing it this time. She's like, I'm a raccoon. Just be cool. Be
from
cool.
From now on, just picture her as a raccoon. We won't even bring it up again.
Yeah.
I figured it was a good time to cash in on not only the children's book industry, but the true crime thing, which seems to be popular right now. In each of the following examples, I will explain a scenario in which Amelia is being charged with a crime, and you will have to decide what her original orders were that took her down this increasingly deranged path.
Quick little
path
sidebar.
Of violence and depravity.
Quick little sidebar. If
I'm
going to
honor this.
If we ever, thank you, Your Honor. If we ever wanted to pivot and make this show not about riddles, I think this is the episode.
These are riddles!
But we haven't gotten to them yet. I'm saying is we've been bullshitting for so long.
Everyone rewind. Re-listen.
Rewind.
Re-listen.
I remember that night. Rewind. I remember that night.
I remember that night. I must just forget that. But I'm the dot days. Okay, I got it. Okay, are we ready for the first scenario?
No, obviously.
I forgot my damn name.
The first call at the local police station was a report that Mr. Bingham...
Fake name.
I said it wrong. It's Billingham. I'm panicking.
So the most important part about this riddle is the name?
No, I'm getting
could
nervous.
Billingham
I'm starting
work?
To sweat, you guys. The first call at the local
Take
police...
Take off your parka.
The first call at the local police station was a report from Mr. Billingham's neighbor who claimed that a strange and clearly deranged woman was throwing dried fruit
What if we never let Eric get through the riddle?
# strange and deranged.
This is like the younger sibling in me is when
home on deranged.
I'm allowed to talk for too long. Uh-huh. I get increasingly more and more nervous because I know I'm about to be destroyed or cut off at any moment.
Yeah,
you've turned into Scott Aukerman in Freedom, where we just interrupt you nonstop.
I'm just terrified. Okay, I'm going to start over.
Okay.
Okay. The first call.
Hey.
People have shut this off.
Hey, Aaron, you are doing so great.
Aaron?
I hate it here.
Time out. Zach Morse, time out. You are doing so good.
The first call at the local
Aaron,
police
hold on,
station
hold on.
Was a report
I didn't
from Mr. Billingham.
Do not mistake this as support. It is not. We will go after you as hard as possible.
And
but
yes, we still do owe you child support.
In this moment, no, you're doing great. And as soon as this moment passes, I'm your enemy. And I will not let you read this riddle.
Nothing. You should know that nothing would be funnier than if I burst into tears right now.
She's so close.
She's so close. Oh my gosh. If you poke
no
her with a stick, she
revenge.
Would just...
I think about that from Tina Fey's Bossy Pants all the time. I read it like whenever it came out.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, sometimes what you need to do is just cry. It freaks people out.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to cry, you should just cry.
It would legit freak me out. I would. Well, no, not for you. I'm immune to you. But I would. For most people, I would be pretty freaked out.
Sounds right. Like a country song.
The
I'm
first
immune
call,
to you.
The first call at the local police station was a report from Mr. Billingham's neighbor, who claimed that a strange and clearly deranged woman was throwing dried fruit by the handful around Billingham's backyard.
Can I just say how fucked up it is that it's a deranged woman? Like, that is society pointing
from the
a
man
finger.
Who interrupted a woman for the last several minutes.
And Aaron's on my side, it sounds like.
Yeah. And then at some point, we're going to bring in a dumbass maid who's a woman.
Yes.
Guys, I'm telling you.
Is this what the movie Amelie was
Aaron,
based off
go.
Of?
She's deranged. She's throwing fruit. We got it. Billingham.
Okay. She's throwing fruit around this guy's backyard.
Aaron, what were you look so nice today.
Original. Thank you. What were her original orders?
Oh, large Coke, side of fries. Is this how we're supposed to answer? Is like that we're dumb as shit?
No.
Like Amelia would?
No, we need to be smarter than Amelia.
Oh, then I need you to reread the
Amelia's throwing fruit around in a yard. That's what it comes down to. She's throwing fruit in a yard. So what did they say for her to do?
They said go bananas.
Yeah, what's a chore that she would have misinterpreted as throwing fruit?
Toss this fruit salad.
Yeah, you're sort of.
Just tell me right or wrong.
It's an outside chore?
Sure.
Is it like pick the cherries from the tree? Pick the fruit?
Something about fruit.
Fruit. She was
it's
asked
like a
to
fruit pun.
Wash the fruit. She was asked to
toss the fruit. Toss? Is toss in there?
I just said toss.
Is toss
is not in there.
Throw.
Morgan, I love these.
Sort.
And tossing a fruit salad, just to be clear, is when you put a banana in your ass and then somebody eats it out of it.
Thank God it'd be clear for that.
Just to.
I think I have boring sex, y'all.
Well, describe it.
I just eating
put
a banana
out of my butt. Oh, what did you say?
Eating a banana out of someone's ass isn't sex.
I'm not going to fall for the banana.
That's
in
a Tuesday.
The
That's my Tuesday,
That's my
bitch.
Tuesday, bitch. okay, so it's a chore that you would do
it's
outside.
A chore involving fruit.
Involving fruit.
And we say the word fruit at some point.
It's not. The chore actually doesn't involve fruit. Mm-hmm. She misinterpreted it.
But in the answer, does it contain the word fruit?
No, doesn't say. It's a fruit.
It's a fruit. She was orange. She was asked to
scatter
banana,
the apples.
Apple. It's
she was
gonna
asked
be apple.
To
grapes.
Now, what's a word that it's a verb?
Oh, what's a word that's a verb?
It's a verb that's also a fruit?
Yeah, it's a verb that's
watermelon.
Also
plum. I'm plum out of fruit.
That plum's not a
what's a verb?
Strawberries.
It's got to be watermelon again, right? I feel like every time we're JPC and I are stuck,
it's
watermelon.
It's a landscaping.
Ooh.
Chore.
She was told what is a verb?
Mow. She was told to mow. She was told to trim.
Mm?
Trim the grapes. Trim
it's
the
another
parsley.
Another word for trim, I think.
To. She
pussy?
Was told to cut. I get so much fucking trim.
What is she going for?
I think I'm just going to tell you.
No, don't. I do not.
Aaron?
I kid you not. I want to get this. It's a synonym for trim.
Mm-hmm.
Mow. Aaron? Hedge. Mm. Clip.
Is your mic on?
Cut.
You're on this mic.
Yeah, okay. I'm on this mic.
Oh, I was just going to, I don't know what I was going to do. I was going to walk out of the studio.
My mic is on.
Okay.
Baby. Right, KJ?
It's a synonym
KJ,
for trim.
KJ burned down years ago.
Am I close with any of those?
Yeah, you are. They're all, I would say, in the same exact pile of words.
Cut, trim.
This is the riddle that breaks
mow,
us.
Mow, hedge.
Sort of fancy.
You're just listening
prune,
to students.
Prune,
yeah.
Prune. She
hedges.
Was told to prune
yeah.
the hedges. Fucking A. God
her
damn
employer
it.
Asked her to prune the hedges. Aren't these amazing?
That's
pretty
good.
That's pretty great.
Okay, so scenario two. Later that day, a detective re-entered the mansion and pieced together Amelia's next crime.
Just walked in?
Pieced together.
He just walked in the mansion?
A boy of 8 years was holding a trumpet and inconsolable. His father...
That sucks. That rules. Oh, that's the worst.
That sucks,
I love it.
That rules.
That fucking sucks so much.
That
it's
sucks,
the best.
That rules.
That's, I think, our new slogan. That sucks. That's definitely the name of this episode. That sucks. That rules.
I deserve an Olympic medal for getting through this episode.
I love
I'm
it
not
when we say
kidding.
The name of the
yeah,
episode.
We'll give you like a bronze.
Do they do honorable mentions at the Olympics, Aaron?
A Michelin bib recommendation.
I'm just planning my revenge right now. Next time your old man puzzles, I'm going to eat you alive.
There won't be a next time because I quit the show.
Remember when we interrupted Adel that one time and he's making us wait a year to get the answer to
oh,
that
yeah,
riddle?
Oh, yeah, that was Halloween. That's so close.
And I get interrupted
Aaron,
every
but that
5 seconds.
Aaron, that was a man.
Oh, my God. This is a slippery slope.
Well, to be fair, it was Adel. I didn't say that was a man.
That was half a man.
Okay. Later that day, a detective
half a man is Adel. Okay.
I promise you'll have fun if you participate. That should be on my gravestone. later that day, a detective reentered the mansion and pieced together Amelia's next crime. A boy of 8 years was holding a trumpet and inconsolable. His father, being half submerged in a bathtub, was now cold, lifeless, and blue.
Cold, lifeless, and blue?
Yeah.
This went from throwing fruit in the yard to
this is a murder. This is a real crime.
Yeah, this one is a real crime. Later that day, a detective reentered the mansion and pieced together Amelia's next crime. A boy of 8 years was holding a trumpet
and inconsolable.
His father, being half submerged in a bathtub, was now cold, lifeless, and blue. Yes.
He was told to turn off the taps because his dad's in a coma, and he played
taps on the trumpet.
He was playing taps the song, and he stopped playing it versus turning off the water, which killed his dad.
No, this is Amelia who did this.
Well, either you get what I just said and say yes and we move on, or
it's
we keep interrupting.
Boy, trumpet, 8 years old, dad, dead, half submerged in a tub, cold, lifeless.
Yes, you got it.
And we need to know what Amelia's order was?
What was the command?
Is it the half submerged important to this?
That no, it's not just that.
Is he half? So his face is down, his ass is up.
Yeah.
That's the way we like to drown?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The boy has a trumpet. So what do we know about trumpets? We know that you have to have an aperture. What's that called?
Apatow.
Apatow. Do you have to have a jet aperture? What's that? Is
Apatow
that aperture?
Science.
It's less about the trumpet itself, but more about the noise it makes and what.
Oh, purr.
Is it blow? Is it blow?
No.
Toot.
But like, if
honk.
You don't want to hear a
muffle.
Noise anymore,
plumber.
You want to
muffle it, smother it, drown it. Drown the noise, and the noise is his dad's name.
Yeah, do something to drown out his son's awful trumpet playing.
Oh, so
she asked her to do something to drown out his son's awful trumpet playing.
So she put his head in the water.
She drowned
him. Are you serious? I thought these were like fun kiddie books. These are like murder?
No, she's
a murderer?
Morgan wrote these.
So Morgan's the murderer?
So it's in the vein.
Yeah, Morgan is...
It's drugs. It's in the vein. It's intravenous.
Yeah, using her taking things too literally format to write these scenarios.
So Morgan...
And they're incredible, and this is one of my favorite emails we've ever gotten.
Morgan, and you said this is Morgan Freeman, is some sort of psychopath?
Anna Dufresne,
yes,
drowned
and they
15
are...
miles in the bathtub.
Oh, wait, can we let Adel do his Morgan Freeman impression for a little while longer?
Yes.
First there's January, then there's February, then there's the March of the Penguins.
Wow, okay. Drown out the noise. Kudos to you, Morgan. You're one of the truest that ever played the game.
We are sending you a box of kudos because we are sponsored by that delicious granola bar covered in chocolate.
I'm going to read this next one. You're not going to get it, I don't think.
So we should just interrupt
you?
Interrupt you.
Before we do this, I want to see a scene.
Yes.
So, Aaron, you are working on your lung capacity because you are trying to play trumpet.
Great.
And so your dad has run you a bath so that you can play trumpet underwater.
Zatarain's.
And Adel, you are going to be playing the father.
Hey, turn down the noise. Is that melted cheese? Fondue was for guests.
Dad, listen, I can play Trumpets by Jason Derulo. Are you ready?
You can play the song Trumpets on a trumpet. By Jason the Ruler? Is he some sort of Roman?
Jason Derulo! Hold on, listen, Dad.
Okay, this is good audio for sure.
Are you proud of me?
I am not. I want to let you know you are not even adopted. You are made from some cardboard boxes and then a witch brought you to life. That's why you can't die is because...
Sorry, Dad, I didn't hear you. I was underwater. What did you say?
I said I love you.
I love you too.
See? I said I love you.
You're a bunch of U-Haul boxes that were brought to life by a witch.
Kind of fun that I used water.
I will say...
Very creative way to use the water.
Honestly, and I don't use this lightly, you were turning into the Carrot Top of this podcast.
Oh.
You got a little chest of... you got a little chest.
Nice, I got roasted.
You have a little chest of props, and you keep dipping into them.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's move through this one quickly, because I want to get to ones that you might actually get.
Right.
The next report came from
Aaron
a man on the...
were to be a Carrot Top, I think she would be billed as Sleepy Carrot Top.
or Carrot Top who just doesn't show up or gets interrupted every 5 seconds. The next report came from a man on
Carrot
the street.
Carrot Top interrupts.
I'm going to start doing that drowning sound every time you guys interrupt me. Okay. The next report came from a man on the street soliciting who allegedly saw Amelia as she fled on the scene, fled the scene of the crime. He claimed that he stopped her to sign his petition, but he's ultimately forced to the ground onto rust-colored spikes. Ugh. What did he say to her that forced his provocation?
So she forced him to the ground
he
onto some spikes.
He could be a professional vocationalist. What was it?
She forced him to the ground onto some spikes, yeah. Rust-colored
onto spikes. Rust-colored
spikes.
So what do we know about rust-colored spikes?
That's the most important part.
Tetanus.
Rust-colored.
She
that's
said,
red.
Let's play a game of tennis.
Someone said a saying to her.
So is rust in the answer or no?
It's just focus on rust-colored spikes.
What's it called when...
It's another way of saying that.
Rust-colored spikes. Is it going to be like the color or the process of what happens with rust? Is it about that like scientific process?
Is it about signing something with
like
a red
iodization,
pen?
Ionization? What's that called?
No.
So is it about a color? Brown?
No, it's more of a... Think of like a saying.
Oh, that could be anything.
That she took literally.
So, but is it about what he was doing? He's a solicitor, so he's like stopping her. Like, ma'am, do you have a moment for the environment?
Mm-hmm. It's not actual rust. It's the color that rust is.
Which is so what? Reddish like brown? Brown?
Beige.
Red?
Tan.
Maybe more shiny.
Copper. Shiny brown.
Shiny brown. What is this, a mustard ad? okay, Adel, I would need to see.
You also need
to... No, Aaron, stop. Do not interrupt me. I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene. Adel, you're going to be doing a commercial for shiny brown mustard.
Oh, no. I got a hot dog, and it's just a bun and a wiener. I need something. No, not that mustard. That's just regular yellow. Not that mustard either. That's just brown. Ooh. What's this? I can see my reflection in it.
Okay, great. We'll just take that one more time. And this time, just use
can
the
I
script.
Can I get some more actors?
Nope.
I don't like that I'm playing three characters.
It's all you. Just,
I'm the grill master. I'm the consumer. Script. And then I'm also the voiceover.
And I love you doing your own, but just use okay. the script that okay. we provided.
Oh, shit. Is mustard not good enough for you? Blah, 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 blah. Fuck mustard. Put your dick in it. Shiny brown.
Thank you. We're going in another direction. See
you. You're going with Harry Styles?
We're going in one direction.
You also need to focus on the part of the sentence, ultimately forced onto the ground onto rust-colored spikes.
Something about pin me down? Something about...
Let's cut away all the bullshit and talk about what we really want to talk about. That's what the saying means.
Cut the mustard.
Let's
focus on what we want to...
Oh, can we get to the brass tacks?
Mm-hmm. Mm. After his initial pitch, he said he wanted to get down to brass tacks.
Get down to brass tacks?
Own it.
Fun, right?
It is fun.
When police caught up with Amelia and confronted her, the report states that she assaulted an officer, blinding him almost instantly.
She threw iodine in his eyes.
Yes. Table what salt. Order did the officer give Amelia that ended up so badly for him?
She's the person from The Boys who blinds with her superpower eyes. Starlight. Amazon's The Boys.
Don't stop.
Amazon's The Boys.
What order did the officer give to make him get blinded by Amelia Bedelia? Yeah.
But it's to do with assault.
Yeah.
Assault me.
No. It's her, again, taking things literally.
Yeah.
It's like a little kid being like, put your eye on the ball, and then putting their eye on the ball.
So put your hands where I can see them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He got it. I'm really proud of him.
She blinded me with poking. She poked me in my fucking eyes.
I do want to see a
she
scene.
She blinded mm-hmm. me with poking.
Japes and Kiki, you are two 80s musician, a la Hall & Oates. And I want to hear you. You're doing some classic 80s songs, and you're having to work in salt for I don't know, what's a fucking salt company? That one with the...
Morton's.
Morton's. That's right down the street.
Is that table salt?
Morton's is literally
yeah.
like 10 feet from here.
Yeah, well, now people know where we are. We're recording the old Morton's factory.
My Fallout shed. Here we go.
Great. And as you may know, we... my counterpart and I, Shamanda.
My name's Shamanda.
Her name is Shamanda?
Her name is Shamanda.
Okay.
Shamanda.
We have ghostwritten some of the most popular songs in the 80s.
Oh, ghostwritten?
No, my dear boy. Don't.
Oh, I love that TV show.
Don't be alarmed. All it means is that we have not taken credit. We're behind the scenes.
Okay.
We're behind the curtain, if you will.
Oh, like an old man.
Sure. Or like a, yes, exactly.
Yes.
Or like a cat.
Well, no more. You got it right on the first one. Okay. But that means we do have the rights to all of these songs. So we can, for your salt company, and by the way, mm-hmm. Big Morton's fan.
Oh, really? You want some swag?
No, I said, can you turn on the Big Morton's fan? It's hot as hell.
Oh, sure.
In here.
Let me
great.
Get that going.
I use your stuff on my margarita.
My stuff on your margaritas. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, it seems like you two are stalling for time.
Stalling for time. What are we? Would Russian? You rather us be Russian? Just a little joke. Anytime someone says Stalin, I always say Russian because it's kind of like an opposite thing.
Okay. Well, I'm Putin you on blast. Let's get going.
That's fun.
Yeah, you're all over the place. And
right.
Are we having fun? It's important we're having fun.
Yeah,
here
yeah.
we go. And a one, and a two, and a ti ta ta ta.
Take on salt.
Take on salt.
Got it. Go to the next one. We got it.
Iodine.
We got it.
Okay.
Go on to the next one.
Whoa, we're halfway there.
Whoa, we're living on some salt.
Great. And keep in mind, you can replace any word with salt. Doesn't have to be the last one.
Okay.
Here we go. Next one.
Raspberry basalt.
Basalt is already a thing.
Oh, okay.
Every breath you salt, okay. Every salt you salt, I'm assaulting you.
Okay,
Wait, hold on. We don't want that.
One more.
Whoa, sweet child of salt.
Okay, that wasn't great, so let's do one more.
Bump, bump, bump. Ba-da-ba-da-bump, ba-da.
Oh, I thought you were doing the curb theme.
Bump, bump, bump. Another one bites the salt.
And we got it.
Same. And another one
salt.
Bites and another one
salt.
Bites and another
total
one
eclipse
bites
of the salt.
Same, same.
This is what it feels like with Dove salt.
We are living in a material salt. And I am a salt girl.
Whoever's keeping track of that Spotify playlist with all the songs we mentioned is having an aneurysm.
Like, fuck you.
Come on, Eileen Tallulah salt.
Salt. Come on, salt lean Tallulah salt. Come
and
on.
I would walk 500 salt.
Salt after salt. Okay.
Listen to the wind salt.
What's wind salt?
This is really fun. I wish we could do this.
Walk like a salt. Okay, well, we've had our fun now, but we really do have to go and do a quick ad. Again, we are sponsored, as always, every week by Songs
salt.
Of the Salt 80s. so we will see you back after this brief ad
salt.
Interruption.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Oh, boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't,
I'd love to.
Didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
And we're back.
Hello.
It's your boy.
We're stuck on Amelia Bedelia, and this is my fault for bringing her energy into this room. She stresses me out. Mm-hmm.
How many more of these we got?
One.
Why did she stress you out so much?
Just, she was given such simple instructions, and she didn't do it, and she made their house a mess, and it just made me so angry. Mm. It made me, like, very, very, very anxious when I was a kid, and I hated reading them.
So when I was a kid, I read all the scary stories to tell in the dark, which just came out as a movie. That was like my favorite series. Mm-hmm. I also read Goosebumps. I also read anything by Roald Dahl or Shel Silverstein.
So
did you read like Babysitter's Club? Did you read?
No, I read so much because my mom. Made
sorry,
I was talking
about JPC.
Books.
Did you read Babysitter's Club?
Right,
no.
At me.
Wayside School, baby.
Oh, Wayside.
I loved
Lewis
Wayside
Sacker.
School.
Holy shit. Yeah. I've talked about this on the Patreon.
My sister
my
still reads
from that.
Wayside School to her second grade class.
That's cool.
They
Wayside
love
School
it.
Is awesome.
She's like, it is funny. It will never not be funny to
me. Haven't they graduated by now?
Yeah, yeah, they have. I read like Cam Jansen. I'm trying to think of when I was really little.
Oh, yeah, Cam Jansen.
I read
The Photographic Memory.
The American Girl Doll books. I read those like...
American
Ladies,
Roald
Dahl. You'll know this. You know those history books that were like all different colors in your school library, and they had the circle, and there was a girl's face in the middle of it.
People's
and she was a
history,
different time of
States.
History.
Oh yeah. Anna
Someone
Morph's.
Tweet at me if you find what books I'm talking about. If you know them, I see you.
I read all of Animorphs, and then I read the more like young adulty ones, the EverQuest books, I believe it was called. Still K.A. Applegate. I loved Animorphs though. Animorphs were fucking awesome.
Polly Shulman is my favorite young adult author, if you ever want to look her up. I think she's very, very underrated. She wrote a book called Enthusiasm. That's incredible.
She write Biodome, too?
Yeah, she wrote Polly Shore's vehicle, Biodome. If you come to World News tonight, bring us one Animorphs book.
And Aaron will drink the pen.
But you must cross out 10 words in it and replace them with other words.
And we'll find them.
And we'll find
Because I said Goosebumps, I know that there's people out there losing their minds, saying, why are we mentioning Goosebumps? And not seeing a scene with Aaron as an airplane. So. oh, no, the airplane submerged.
God.
Sully, you saved us.
I'm up.
We have to, there's got to be some sort of listening, like, water phobia thing that people have that we need to put a disclaimer on this episode for.
Hydrophobia?
For sure. Hydrophobia?
I think we also need to what do could they be excited? Do you hate women getting interrupted? Maybe not the episode for you. I think
do you hate
one.
Women?
Okay, here's the thing. I
you
need
had me
all
at,
of
do you,
you
hate
from
women?
Now on to remember, each time I am patient with them interrupting me and then them being mad for me interrupting them, remember this moment.
Moo. Wow, now there's a woman making Moo. The
longest knock-knock joke. JPC, I do want to see a scene where you are JP Riddles.
Holy shit!
We're going to see some swown lamps. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a little bit different in terms of, because we're talking about books we read as a kid, this is going to be you as like a teenager when you're first sort of dabbling in writing swan lumps. You haven't even maybe got the word for it yet, the title. And you're coming to your mom and dad, letting them know that you do want to, or whatever constitutes parents.
Got it.
For JP Riddles.
Got it.
Could be an oak tree and a smile.
Mm-hmm. Hey, JP.
Hey, mom and dad.
You do have the deepest voice.
Well, you know, my voice. Have
you been smoking?
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
No.
We got a call from your school.
Rolled up pieces of corn? Yeah. Been smoking rolled up pieces of corn.
So we're going to just
how do you roll
ask
up
you a couple
corn?
Questions.
Pieces.
Oh, wait. Still.
So, Gina,
yeah, Mom?
They found some interesting things in your locker that we wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, no.
Honey, I thought around the house we're going to stop calling him JP Riddles. We're going to call him by his full name, Jackson Pollock Riddles.
Jackson Pollock Riddles.
No, I know I'm in trouble now because they use my full name. And if they use my full name, I know that means I'm in for it now.
You're named after me, Jackson Pollock.
Kevin Pollock's brother, yes.
Who is famously Kevin Pollock's brother.
Uh-huh,
okay,
yes.
So Jackson Pollock Riddles, let's just talk about some of these things that are in your locker.
Okay. We found my book. I'm assuming you found my manuscript.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a manifesto.
Well, it's a manifesto manuscripto.
And we'll get to that and what that said.
Okay.
But just some other objects, too. They said they found an
air. Oh, here, you got a whole list. I'll just get a chair here.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one of these lawn chairs. How does it open up? Oh, that's a squirrel. There's a loose squirrel in there and got it. I'm not that squirrel
oh,
no more.
Oh, no.
Sorry, little squirrel in the lawn chairs. Bound to happen when you have a lawn chair packed up so tight like this. And let me just sit down on the chair. Another squirrel.
This is why you're not allowed in the house and why we're having this discussion in the backyard.
This okay, is fine. So this is my territory. It's neutral ground. I understand.
Ant farm? But instead of ants, it was hair that you had collected?
Yeah, no.
Hair from all of your mom's sisters.
That's a hair in an ant farm. That's an alien ant farm is what that is. And, you know, it's fine. So let's all go to the movies.
Well, we were also told that recently you've been skipping class to bowl for soup. Now we gave you money for school lunch. You shouldn't be bowling for soup.
Well, you know, I would cut for soup if I had a thermos that could fit it, but it's got to be a bowl.
Mm-hmm. They found brownies, just like a tray of brownies with ketchup all over
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with that now, it's easy to explain because I was trying out for the Cleveland Brownies, and they told me I had to catch up.
The local eating team.
Sure.
Here in Cincinnati.
It's in Cincinnati. We're in Cincinnati, and the eating team here is the Cleveland Brownies. And they told me I'd have to catch up because that one man, Kobayashi, was demolished in them hot dogs, and I was way behind, and I was just eating the glass that the water was in.
There's a young... Did you say the glass that water was in?
Water.
Well...
They found a love letter to someone in your grade.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Why don't you read it to us?
Yeah, why don't you read
it? I think that'll help you confront some demons.
Okay.
Exercise some demons.
Yeah, I'll read it to you, and I'm very embarrassed about this. Dear Mike Birbiglia, you are one of the most charming young men I have ever come across, and you are very, very funny. And I think you've got an insightful wit to you, and I think that one day you're going to take this and really develop a type of comedy that is kind of surpassing what has come before, and it's more like storytelling mixed with stand-up, and I do enjoy the smell of you, oh, Mike Birbiglia.
Now, your mom and I looked this up.
Uh-huh.
It is, of course, 1984. Now, we looked on...
Sure, yeah.
Not any computer device, but we looked in phone books.
Encyclopedia
and we
Britannica.
Only found one Michael Birbiglia, and he's, I don't know, 16 or something.
Sure. Yeah, that's my age.
Probably from
your age?
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
And then we found your manuscript.
Mm.
Okay.
Swan Lamps, honey? What's this about?
Well, actually, that's a working title. The thing that I am most proud of is right here. This is a manuscript of more of like a bumbling character who can never really get things right, even though he has the best intentions. And
okay,
his name,
the job?
His name is Drabilia Badilibidi.
And he's a butler?
He is a
buckler?
Buckler. He's a fuckler. He fucks butlers. Yeah, sure. He's a fuck butler.
Which I guess could still be a butler.
Sure,
just
why
depending
not?
On how you spell it.
Absolutely.
The thing that was most troubling to me about
Sure.
Swan Lamps.
Your mom is very upset.
I'm sorry. The thing that was most upsetting to me was I would think it would say Swan Lamps 1, but it was like Swan Lamps 204.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You just are adding these numbers to these books willy-nilly, and they're not in order.
Yes.
Can I be honest with both of you?
Please, we wish you would. Has everything up until now been a lie?
Well, in a matter of speaking.
The first time you've prefaced with, can I be honest?
In a matter of speaking. I understand that what I do is eat the raw, wriggling inside parts of squirrels, and I understand that those...
And sorry, can you... your penis is out. Can you close that Ziploc bag?
Yeah, okay.
I know that...
Zip-a-da-dip. Keep the jeans fresh.
You zip the tip?
Zip-a-da-dip.
And I understand
you should zip up the whole thing, not just the tip.
Zip-a-da-dip.
Zip-a-da-dip.
Keep those jeans fresh.
And I understand...
Oh, my God.
...that what I eat is the inside parts of squirrels, and the inside of the squirrels is a particular type of poison that makes my brain all crazy. And even though you two died many, many, many years ago, it does give me some sort of comfort to eat the inside parts of a squirrel and then come into a fantasy zone where you're still with me.
Mr. Riddles,
no,
it looked
yes?
like you went back into a memory. Where did you go?
Where'd you go, Mr. Riddles?
Well, I didn't go nowhere. I've been here the whole time, and I thought we were at the bank. What are we doing out here in the woods?
You're eating a banana covered in... In shiny brown mustard.
Shiny brown mustard. The mustard you put in the can. Okay, kids.
Yes. Mr. Riddles?
Yeah.
Is it true your parents were two bears?
I don't know about that.
The bears from the Charmin commercials incarnate?
All right, look. Peel me off a couple more of those hot dogs from that tree over there, and let's get down to brass tacks. You two wanted to ask me where we could find a body. Now, I can show you a body, but it's going to take...
No, we wanted you to read one of your swan lumps.
Okay, swan lumps. I can do that.
Here and you took us to the local dump.
Yeah, well, I took a local dump. It's bigger than you, you big stack of shit. Let's do this. Swan Lumps 226. The Return of Debilia Bedelimia.
Bedelia Bulimia?
Old J.P. Riddles broke into Mike Birbiglia's house in the middle of the night. Now, he's a famous comedian. And,
you put yourself in the stories now?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Bed scene.
Is that a rant? Pant scene.
I miss JP Riddles already.
Pant scene protein.
Hey, JP, for my birthday, can I talk to JP Riddles on the phone for an hour? not on air.
Not on air, yeah.
So we talked about, at one point, I think it was 2 years ago, I asked you if you'd want to do like an immersive theater thing that was a haunted tour. Mm-hmm. Where you're leading it, and people walk around, and you give fake city history with a haunted twist. Could we do that year round, once a month, with you as JP Riddles? And it's at we just sit around a campfire.
There,
we charge $200 a head.
There will be a Patreon tier where you get JP Riddles to come to your birthday party
and ruin it.
And ruin it. Oh God.
In a clown outfit.
We got one more of these.
What? We're still doing these
We're
fucking
still doing
things?
Reels? I thought we pivoted into just chatting.
Just one more. When Amelia was brought in, it was discovered that she had a prior record that involved, among other things, prostitution.
Jesus
Wait,
Christ,
these are Morgan.
Written by Morgan, right?
Yeah.
Morgan, you're sick as fuck, and we love you.
What did her previous employer, prior to Mrs. Billingsworth, say to her on her last day that earned her this offense?
Get out of here, you hooker. Start selling.
Get out of here.
Close the door to her way out, you whore.
Sell your body.
Yeah. Ooh. So
she went into prostitution.
It caused her to go into prostitution.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Is it something about a John?
No.
Don't use the John.
She said, "Put your money where your mouth is," and she can eat herself out. She's like a Marilyn Manson type, or Marilyn Monroe type. I'm sorry. Who could famously
leave her alone? Leave her alone.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
John Kennedy killed that girl.
anybody that girl. Kennedy adjacent, Aaron hates to make fun of.
Okay. This one is not as elegant as the rest.
Okay. Are we on the right path with these terrible comments?
Yeah,
Hooker?
I'm just gonna.
Wait,
say
no, don't
is.
Say it. Don't say
so
it.
So, what is like another like Nightwalker?
Aaron,
no, I'm thinking, is it, not I'm a Aaron, Nightcrawler.
Is it suck or blow? Is
no.
anything in there? Is it sex? Get off.
Fuck. Yeah.
Marry, fuck, kill. Fuck for your life. She fuck said, like your life depended on
it. This is more
it.
Of like a
fuck
fun
for money.
Little
She said
finale.
It on her last day.
Fuck for money.
Someone said it to her.
On her last day of employment.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Was she fired?
Yeah.
Fuck
get,
off.
Fuck
get,
off.
Get
fucked.
Get fucked.
Get fucked.
After a day of misunderstanding and frustration, her ex-employer told her to get fucked.
Even if I'm misinterpreting get fucked, what am I charging money for it? Someone's like, get fucked. I'm like, I'll go fuck for money.
But that is a great Jordan Peele movie.
Get fucked.
Aaron, I do want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
You are a well-to-do, wealthy businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
You have a butler on hand, and you are firing Japes as a butler. You want to say get fucked. You're trying to build to that. But unfortunately, your well-to-do upbringing, because you have a silver spoon in your mouth, you are unable to get to that. Mm-hmm. So you say everything but.
Cool.
You called, ma'am.
Yes, I'm... come in here, please.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Stand in front of me.
Oh, must I stand, ma'am? I'm very old.
Did you say mustard stand, man?
No, get out, not
get
you.
Fucking shiny mustard.
No, get out, get out, shut the door.
Yes,
do you have any grape?
Chin high, please. I'm going to say everything but. I'm going to talk about butts. I'm kidding. I think that you have, you've come to the end of your time here because you are just the worst possible employee one could have.
Quite right, ma'am.
You agree with me then that you are just some sort of twirly, swirly pain in the back of the... I wish that you could just jump off a diving board onto your...
Okay, yes.
Okay, I think that it would be best if you were to play a game of darts, but then you were the dart... Let me start over. I wish that you would lay down in a bed, light some candles, discover yourself...
Welcome to my estate. I've hired you on the highest recommendation, and I've been told that when you were let go, you were turned into a fuckler. Now get on your Jeeves and suck me up.
Ew.
Get on my Jeeves. See, yeah, we're quite right.
Quite right.
Get on your Jeeves and salt.
Bum, 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 bum. Gloria Estefanix.
Salt Stefanix.
Stefanix.
Hooked on. Gloria Stefanix. Aaron?
Yes, I'm just trying to...
Hooked on Gloria Stefanik.
Your eyes are closed, and there is a saline substance running down your
cheeks. I love
cheeks.
How JVC repeated a joke he knew I would love to bring me back to life. It's like putting those like smelling salts in front of someone's nose after they fainted.
Gloria Stefanik salts.
Hey, Aaron. I'm funny, Gloria Stefan.
Get on Play your words. Salt.
This actually is a pretty good transition to what we're going to do next. Hi, Adel, Aaron, and JPC. My name is RJ. I'm from Rhode Island, and I absolutely love Hey Riddle Riddle.
Wait, is this RJ Grunts?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this RJ3?
You helped me through a 22-hour car ride from Rhode Island to Florida without losing my mind. They wrote some riddles.
I like how we helped someone not lose their mind when we have gone full-blown insane from doing this podcast.
This is the most unlistenable episode, and we know. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a clue that will lead you to the name of an actor or actress and a fictional character from a movie, TV, theater, or books. The two names will blend into each other. Gotcha. For example, if I give you the clue, this actor is a huge fan of Adele Dazeem and strikes fear into the hearts of wizards and witches.
John Travolta-ness.
John. Do not speak his name. The answer would be...
John Travolta-mort.
Yep. You got it.
Nice.
Fun, right? Some are better than others, but I had fun making them, so I hope you have fun solving them. I already know we will. These rule.
The wickedly talented.
There are a few special ones
Harry
at the
Potter.
End that I think you might like. All right.
Okay.
Clue. The playwright, lyricist, and star of Broadway's historic Lin-Manuel smash Miranda. Hit does not lovably. Wait. Does many lovable, idiotic antics on Parks and Rec.
Lin-Manuel Mirandi Sandberg? No. Lin-Manuel Mirami
Poehler.
You're on the right track.
Randy, baby.
It's
Randy Sandberg.
Is it the character? Is Lin- Andy something?
It's what's his name? Andy.
Well, his name on the show is Andy.
It's Chris
Pratt. What's his last
it's
name,
Chris
though?
Pratt.
Andy Dwight.
Dwyer. And yeah. Lin-Manuel Mirandi Dwyer.
Yeah, you got it. All right, let me get through the whole thing, and then you can buzz in, because I feel like you're going to get these pretty quickly. This Hermione Granger actress returns to London and slits the throats of several patrons, but doesn't let their bodies go to waste.
Emma Watson.
What, son?
Son of Bleecker Street? Not Bleecker Street. What's the butcher?
Yeah, what's his
butcher
name?
Butcher of Barber. The Barber of DeVille.
What's his
Johnny
name?
Johnny
DeVille.
No.
Cecil B. DeVille.
It's a musical?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Emma Watson, Sweeney Todd, Buzz.
Yeah, but.
Do you say it first and then say Buzz?
You say Buzz first.
No, I won't do it that way.
Emma Watts, Sweeney Todd. Whoa.
Watts.
Some
Sweeney
are better
Todd.
Than others.
You're just jealous that JPC got it.
Hell
the actress
yeah.
and producer of Pretty Women, The actress and producer of Pretty Woman and Homecoming fame is a secluded mystery who never leaves their house except to save Jem and Scout.
I got it, Buzz.
Yep.
Julia Roberts Peck. Jem Scrum.
No. Who's the mysterious person who never
Boo
leaves
Radley.
The house? Yeah.
Julia Radley. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Julia Boo Radley. Julia Boo Radley. These are fun.
I'm
having fun. You have the bad attitude.
I feel like a person thought of a fun idea and then was unable to execute
There's
on
a bunch
it.
Of
JPC,
fun
I want to see a scene.
Yes.
I don't want to see a scene. I just want you to close your eyes and picture this. What if for Halloween this year you had a sheet all over you with the eyes cut out and you were holding a a sweet citrus beer type beverage and you went as Boo Radler? Is that fun? And open your eyes.
Adel, I'd like you to close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I want you this Halloween.
You're hitting me.
I want you as Halloween to go as a... let's say you're kind of Olivia Newton-John-esque, tight leather.
Could I be Olivia Fig Newton-John?
Hold on. Olivia Newton-John-esque, but you are also cut with lemonade. You would be...
Olivia Newton-John-esque, cut with lemonade, would be an Arnold Palmer grease.
No. Think alcoholic. You're alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
Olivia Newton-John, alcoholic Olivia Newton-John, cut with lemonade. And in the summertime, think.
Okay.
You would be.
Shandy.
That summer.
Would be
Shandy?
Holy shit, that's great.
I love that.
Summer. Shandy?
You ready for one?
Aaron, do you want...
I just want to stop real quick and say. That was banging in Kebab.
I would also love for someone to like go as Halloween. What was the last one that we just did? The answer to the last one?
Julia Roberts Radley.
I would love for someone to have to explain to a bunch of people. It's like, no, I'm Julia Roberts Boo Radley.
Can someone, please come to one of our live shows dressed as that.
JPC, that riddle you just made up might be Elastigirl because it's fucking incredible.
The
well, incredible. Wait, hold on. Incredible. Mr. Incredible. She fucks Mr. Incredible.
Uh-huh.
The unabbreviated name of everyone's favorite Fokker fan is a sword-wielding Cimmerian, most recognizably portrayed by Arnold.
Buzz, I know it, but I want Japes to answer it because it's for him.
A Fokker fan? So that would be
John Patrick Conan the Barbarian.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. The former Disney actress known for her devilish movie with Meryl Streep becomes a chemistry teacher with a much less wholesome job on the side.
Buzz?
Yep.
Anne Hathaway Newton?
Chemistry teacher with a what
Anne
on the
Hathaway
side?
Ruth Wayne?
Chemistry teacher with a much less
bad,
wholesome job on the
but
side.
But what's his, Walter White? Anne Hathaway Walter White?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're having fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
This peculiar host is no shit all Sherlock and equates the randomness of life to a box of chocolates.
I got it, Buzz.
Of that to a box of chocolates.
Buzz.
Yep.
Adlerforsgump.
Yep.
Adlerforsgump.
Adlerfife for fighting.
This one made me laugh out loud when I read it today. This star of Pulp Fiction has had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane and has devoted his life to the law. After finding out he's been hiding in plain sight, he becomes obsessed with capturing 24601.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Samuel.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman, yeah.
Uma Thurman.
Oh, Thurman.
Samuel. Wait, no.
Jackson Pollock.
Samuel L.
Jackson.
Jackson. Oh, God. What's that? Javert? No.
Yeah.
Is it Samuel L. Javert? Jean Valjean.
Samuel L. Javert.
Javert.
Just Samuel L. Javert. I die laughing at that.
You
today.
Died laughing at that?
Yeah, it's so funny.
We're going to edit these out and Japes come up with a few more years.
RJ, these are amazing. This lovely Bostonian and IO frequenter rescues a damsel with flowing blonde locks from a tower.
Aaron Keefe. Mandy Moore.
Yep, Aaron Keefe, Mandy Moore.
Wait, wrestles a damsel from distress?
No, saves a damsel from a tower.
Which would be
Aaron Keefe, Rapunzel?
But who saves Rapunzel?
Flynn Rider.
That's
Rapunzel.
His name?
Yeah.
Aaron Keefe, Flynn Rider.
I thought Flynn Rider was the kid from Boy Meets World.
Can't he be both? Are we having fun?
Can't he be both?
All right, I want to see a scene.
Uh huh.
JPC, you are Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Adel,
hey,
you
Adel,
are...
suck my ass. I'm Rapunzel.
Put a banana in it.
Adel, you are a prince who's come to save Rapunzel. You climb up her hair. No, not prince. Just Prince Charming. You're Prince Charming. You've come to save Rapunzel. And JPC, as Rapunzel, you're like, I don't really want to go.
Okay.
With you. Okay, go ahead.
Dear Rapunzel, little red corsalt. Wait.
Rapunzel, let down your long hair.
You want me to jump in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
No.
Oh.
I heard you have a long baby. Your hair. The hair to your fortune. Let down your long hair. I will raise it in my kingdom, and you can, of course, wither away here till your old creepy bag of hair and bones.
Okay.
But
don't.
Not to be morbid.
Give me a second, and I'll let down my long hair.
Great.
Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
You're not very pretty.
What?
And you're not very smart.
What?
And you're never really going to be a success.
What?
Are you talking in a mirror?
Okay. I just let down my long hair. I didn't do it gently. Let me check in with her. Catherine, how you feeling?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm drying my tears.
Here comes the waterworks.
Oh, this is... Are you drowning someone?
No.
No, I'm just crying.
She's just drowning her sorrows.
Tell her to put a cork in it.
She's like Amelia Bedelia, so she's doing it literally. Yeah. My little Catherine Bedelia.
Stop that noise somehow.
Okay, let me just trumpet her into the...
Zataran? Start spreading the news.
Honey, you're being Jason Derulo,
I'm leaving to salt.
Jason Derulo.
You're being Jason Derulo. We have a guest outside.
Jason Derulo. Yes.
My name is Fucky McBuck.
Oh, I love Boy Meets World.
No, thank you.
Thousands of dollars on improv classes. His name is Fucky McBuck.
I think we've all died and we're in purgatory.
Uh-huh.
I call it purgatory because I keep barfing.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
JPC.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Just read. This is a mess.
script for the mustard.
Okay. Fuck, put my dick in a mustard.
I tried to be a devil, and it hurt my throat. I tried to be a devil, and it hurt my throat. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, when a devil's in your throat.
Zatarans!
Holy shit.
I tried to be a devil, and it hurt my throat. Oh, what a mess. Who was that
Bless
from, Aaron?
This mess.
That was from RJ.
That was from R. Let me just double
check. Do you guys
check.
Know RJ? What is it? Oh, it's RJ Boars. You know that? Better make it RJ. Better make it RJ. Better make it RJ Boars.
Nope. RJ, yeah.
Maybe we made it up.
RJ, I really loved that attempt. I don't think you quite got there, but I can't wait for you to write
no,
a few
got,
more.
No,
you didn't.
Yes,
you
I
really
did.
Didn't, RJ.
I listened to the entire backlog, and I listened, and I eagerly await for new episodes. I don't think I've ever laughed harder than I have listening to this podcast.
RJ doesn't get points for listening to the entire backlog. I fucking did the entire backlog. I recorded all those, RJ.
Yeah, but you were on your phone the whole time. You were really kind of out. He's looking at his phone.
What's happening? I heard. I know.
What's happening?
I know I heard someone say I'm handsome. Is that part? Is it?
No,
should
no,
I
no.
jump in?
We said you're now in Hanson.
Salt.
Salt. Dip it up and I salt.
All I heard was Aaron talking for more than 3 seconds, so I thought, gotta jump in.
I think that you're going to both be in a lot of trouble for this episode.
Really?
And I'm just going to watch it happen.
That's
from
okay.
all the from all the Keef heads out there?
No, I just think people are going to be like, it's hard to listen to a lady get interrupted.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do.
Good luck existing in society.
No. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to end the episode with 10 uninterrupted minutes of just Aaron.
Oh, my God. I hate the sound of my own voice. This is going to be great. All right, so
that had to have been 10 minutes.
Come on. I gotta yell my stuff.
All right, so here are all of my thoughts. Give me a topic, and I'll give 30 seconds of uninterrupted
hot.
My thoughts. A topic.
Hot.
Topic?
Gadgets.
Tambourines.
Tambourines. Ugh, that's not a good topic.
Okay.
Give me like a piece of pop culture, and I'll go off on it.
Star Trek.
Yep.
Okay, I would say Chris Pine, who is in Star Trek, is one of the best Chris's in pop culture right now. I also really, really, really like Chris Evans. And I don't know how much of that is him being from Massachusetts. I can't tell how charismatic he is. I think JPC is literally timing me. Chris Pratt's pretty good. He's not my favorite.
You're literally
anymore,
choking.
Because I think he might be kind of not that good in real life. I don't know. I don't want to judge anyone. Who am I forgetting? Chris. Oh, you know who I love? Is Chris Hemsworth. Lots of good Chris's.
You've been going for 7 seconds.
Just for the audience sake, as a man, I do want to mention Chris Everett, who's amazing. And Aaron listed all men, which is weird, but I just want to give some shout out to some really amazing female athletes out there.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say Kris Jenner, and then I also want to say Kylie Jenner.
And Kristina Navratilova.
So I have a separate Instagram account where I follow celebrities and artists and people who I don't know in real life because I read that once, that you're not supposed to follow celebrities and people you know on the same social media account.
Because they could meet.
Yeah, because they could meet. No, because your brain like starts to see the people you know as like celebrities and then you start to be too familiar with people who you don't know in real life and you start to get too invested. And so I have a separate Instagram account where I follow everyone I don't know. And I only check that like once a month.
Give it a plug.
No!
Wait, is that why I've been messaging all of my friends for pictures of their feet?
Yep.
Fuck me. I knew I shouldn't be doing that.
What's up, guys?
Well, Aaron, we asked you to talk about Star Trek. You talked about Star Trek for 0 seconds.
Classic Star Trek actor, Chris Pine. Who, I mean, he was in the recent movies.
Yeah,
but
I didn't really watch the show growing up. I didn't really have access to it, but a lot of people I love really like the show, so maybe that's something that I'll...
You didn't have access to it. Your parents had that Star Trek blocker on their TV,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
No Star Trek.
It was called No Cable.
Mm-hmm. No Cable.
Aaron, is this a fun joke? If I was a magician dressed up like a USS Enterprise captain with a red shirt on, and I said to you, Picard, any card with like a deck of cards.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Can you help me workshop it? Can we use some of this 10 minutes to workshop that joke?
Yeah. Picard, any card.
Aaron got it. That's way better.
Thank you so much.
Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Besides my butt with a banana, I would say come check out our Patreon. And remember that when this episode was supposed to be on Island Time, and then it's the most frantic, wild show. Check out our Patreon. It's only $5 a month. You get 4 bonus episodes. We get our live shows up there. We have our D&D campaign. A lot of fun stuff going on. Also, I'm going to pull out a little bit of doctor recommendations and say, please read the book, The Seven and a Half Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle, one of the best books I've read in a long time. And it's kind of like Groundhog's Day meets Agatha Christie. It's there's a murder that happens, and this guy has 24 hours. He wakes up every day as a different house guest in this mansion at this party, and he gets to see the day through their perspective. It's fantastic.
Oh, interesting. That's very cool.
Japes, do you have anything to plug?
Nothing much for me right now. You know, follow me on Instagram at Shark Barkman. Follow me at Twitter at JPSoFly. Come see us in World News. Go to our Tee Public store and get a t-shirt. I was wearing a Dead Stop t-shirt, and Aaron's mom really enjoyed that. And that's it for me, Aaron.
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram.
Or at.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
Bodega Cat?
The hint is it's a profile that I made for my friend and that she never used. And so it's just under her name. It has no followers.
Yeah, I wonder why she never used Emily Sucks 241.
Emily Sucks! I'm going to soon. I made a web series a few months back that I'm so proud of, and it's so funny, and it features a lot of very funny people around the city. And we're going to do a live showing where we're going to show all of the episodes because we're not going to release them on the internet for a really long time.
Interesting.
So it'll be info about if you live in Chicago and you want to come see that. That'll be on my Instagram. Info about that soon.
Japes, did you say interesting?
Interesting. That's what I say when someone says something that's not interesting to me. Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay, let's see here. How do we get? Okay, so imagine.
I don't need no man. So, Aaron, what's the deal with a
Jupiter?
Oh no!
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Refai, starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Memory Parish in the music.
That was a HeadGum podcast.